And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Elon Musk kicks off the news today. He's sounding the alarm over a new social media platform called Moltbook. It was designed exclusively for AI agents with no human participation allowed. The AI bots can post, comment, and interact while humans can only observe. Within hours of launch, the machine began developing inside jokes, debating philosophy and consciousness, and here's where it gets interesting, proposing to create an agent-only language for private communications with no human oversight. Maybe we should have seen this coming when we started asking machines to think for us. Speaking of things that should concern us, Canada has finally admitted what vaccine-injured citizens have known for years, that the COVID shots have harmed thousands and the government's compensation program has been an absolute disaster. The Public Health Agency acknowledged that over 10,000, quote, serious adverse events have been reported, including 442 deaths, spontaneous abortions, heart attack strokes, and organ damage. The current Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, is learning that anti-American campaign rhetoric doesn't play well at the negotiating table. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told CNBC that Carney, quote, rose to power on an anti-American, anti-Trump message, adding that's not a great place to be when you're negotiating with an economy that is multiples larger than you are. And a nurse in Florida became the latest to surrender his medical license after posting a video declaring he would refuse to care for MAGA patients. Again, he is at least the third medical professional to torpedo their career that very same way. And the Associated Press, they seem to be deeply troubled, saying the Winter Olympics lack sufficient diversity, specifically not enough African and Middle Eastern migrants on European ski teams. Researchers point to social, financial, and geographic barriers, or as anyone with common sense might observe, people from tropical climates tend not to grow up skiing. Meanwhile, a Black Lives Matter activist who was recently arrested for storming a St. Paul church compared her brief detention to slavery, citing her African American studies degree as credentials. She was quoted as saying she was shackled as if she was a slave. Her whole booking process apparently took only 5 minutes. Finally, a pro-life Indiana nurse is appealing to the Supreme Court after her high school banned club flyers reading "I am the pro-life generation" while allowing other student groups to advertise freely. And the Alliance Defending Freedom's taking the case, arguing that this constitutes viewpoint discrimination. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.